This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
All right, speaking of answers, we got some answers from Rob Thompson recently. Interesting. Rob Thompson was on Ruben's podcast. So Ruben's got a podcast with Todd Zielecki and also Jim Salisbury. And they covered a lot of ground, including the leadoff thing and the lineup thing. Let's start lineup. Here's Rob Thompson. This was a couple weeks ago, I think about 2 weeks before they reported to spring training. Here's Rob Thompson recently on Ruben's podcast, a question from Zielecki about the lineup.
I'm not asking you to name your opening day lineup, but yeah. Had any conversations with any players, Schwarber, any of those guys about
a couple of conversations, but I think we'll play with it during spring training and see where it goes see what the best fit for us is. And maybe it's a situation where if we're facing a lefty, we do one thing. If we're facing a righty, we do another thing. Maybe it's moving Schwarber behind Harper to protect Harper more, which maybe that moves Harper up in the lineup a little bit, not leadoff, but maybe two. But those are conversations I've got to have with guys and we'll do the best thing we can and keep people comfortable, but at the same time, put the best lineup out there to score runs. And I tell people all the time, don't forget now, we were top five in almost every major category offensively. So let's not try and outthink this thing.
All right, now, before we weigh in, and there's a lot to weigh in on, let's listen to one more of Rob Thompson on that podcast with Ruben, talking about the leadoff spot and an interesting dynamic related to other players in the lineup. Listen to this, then we'll react.
Rob, if you were to tinker with leadoff, who would be your candidates to hit there?
I think you're probably talking about Trey.
Because you mentioned Stott, you see him being that guy.
Yeah.
Back, so Stott wouldn't be a candidate?
Well, the thing is that, we're so left-handed, and you want Harper and you want Schwarber getting as many at-bats as you can. And now you put Stott in the leadoff spot. Now you're really left-handed at the top, and it might create a problem even if you're facing a right-hander. They start, everybody's got three lefties in the pen, it seems, anymore. And they'll just start matching up on you.
All right, so interesting there. I mean, I'm sure you catch the drift. I mean, if Stott is leadoff, look, you got to have Bryce Harper hit either second or third because you got to get him up there a lot. I mean, he's your best hitter by far, so he's got to bat a lot. So, all right, James, what is the best lineup for the Phillies?
That's a loaded question.
What is it? I mean, it is a loaded question. I mean, it's the guy with the second most knowledge about baseball on our show.
Yes, as James you always Seltzer. Say, yes. Yes.
And is it two different lineups? One versus lefties, one versus right? Like, what is...
I don't think it's two different lineups.
And are people overthinking the Schwarber thing? They were pretty damn good with Schwarber.
Yeah, I think they are. I think they're changing it just to change it because things haven't worked out the last couple postseasons.
He wasn't the problem? Is that
no,
fair?
I don't think Kyle Schwarber was the
problem. The other guys were the problems,
absolutely.
Right?
But look, if you want to say that Schwarber in the middle of the lineup makes more sense, defense to protect other guys because you don't have those boppers. Like, Schwarber is by far, along with Harper, the biggest power hitter you have.
He's your biggest power
hitter. He's number one. So, like, if you want to go Turner 1, Harper 2, Bohm 3.
Hold on. Go slow. Turner 1,
Harper 2, Bohm 3, and Schwarber 4.
That's pretty strong.
It's not bad because Bohm will put the bat on the ball in the three hole. Harper can get on base. He walks. Turner doesn't walk a lot, but it's still 338, I think, OBP last year, so he gets on base enough. I think we're overthinking the Schwarber thing, but if they want to go with that lineup, like, I'm fine with that.
All right, so, John, let me
see it. I'm fine with seeing this. I'm fine with tinkering with this lineup if it means that it could net a positive end result.
Well, here's the problem, though.
We don't know what it's going to look like until we try it. So let's try it. It makes sense that you have a guy with wheels leading off, and that's what we've been complaining about now for years.
Yeah.
I am willing to say, okay, we saw last year, we saw Kyle Schwarber get better as a leadoff hitter in terms of his shrewd eye at the plate. He was outstanding.
He was great last year.
In terms of being smart at what he swung at, taking walks, just really like upgraded his own approach.
Well, it was the first year he was consistent. He was very consistent whole year.
Let's see that version of Kyle Schwarber in a different spot in the lineup. And let's see a speedier guy, Trey Turner, applying the same, let's hope, approach at the plate where he's being smart with it.
Yeah, all right, so let me just say this, and I'm fascinated what you think at 215-592-9494 on the best way to configure this. So I think there's a lot of good points that have been said already, one of which John just said, try it. Like, I'm open-minded to that, especially when I truly believe I got a playoff team. I don't have to play a playoff game until 6 months after the season begins. There is something to be said for experimentation. I agree with that.
And if it doesn't work, you can go back.
That's right. I will also say, though, I do think James's point about too much of the Schwarber thing has been made coming out of...
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy!
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized.
Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Last October and past Octobers when... I don't think what happened last October, and I don't have the numbers in front of me. I'm going to tell you right now, I don't remember what he hit in October, but I just remember not thinking that he was the problem. I mean, the problems were Castellanos was back to chasing. The problem was, you know, Bryce, who was a tremendous in the postseason, had a horrible at bat in the sixth inning of that one game, maybe the most important at bat of the whole offseason, postseason, but he still had a 750 on base percentage. Trey was a disaster. Yeah. Disaster. I think JT, if I remember, didn't hit well. Stott obviously didn't hit well. So, like, I look at all this stuff and say, so does batting Schwarber 4 instead of 1 make Castellanos or whomever not, you know, freaking fish? Or make Stott not swing at the hot fastball? Or make Trey Turner get back to being the guy who was with the Dodgers and the Nationals that got him a $300 million contract instead of the guy who's been with the Phillies other than about 3 months in his 2 years? I mean, let's be real. Trey Turner in about 3 months. He had August and September of 23, and he had, like, April of 24, and that's it. Otherwise, he's been below average. That's a fact. I don't know how where Kyle Schwarber hits really changes any of that. So this is a long way to say I'm confused. I mean, because, and I also know they won a lot of freaking games with Kyle Schwarber leading off. And I do think the idea of got to have speedy guy batting one is really overrated now, and I'm going to tell you why. That was predicated on an era where you would have the pitcher batting nine. Kyle Schwarber now, when he bats one, follows a regular hitter who bats nine, who gets on base more than the old nine-hole hitter used to. So while it's like, yeah, you do have those solo shots by Schwarber, you also have the two runners.
Okay. So, but it is a different level of dangerous when you've got a guy with speed at first base.
Well, he's got to get on. He's got to get on at about a 380 clip to make it worth my while.
They have to use those wheels, and they have to be aggressive with stealing and pushing the envelope on that front.
Yeah,
and I don't know if there's an issue. I don't know why we didn't steal more, because the wheels are there on some of our guys. I hope. Yeah. I hope we get back into just being aggressive in that way. You know, I love the feeling when you got guys who are dangerous at first base. And I hate the feeling when we're playing a team that gets a guy on first that I know is in our pitcher's head because he's got the wheels to get to second.
Look, it really is a fascinating topic. And I don't know what they're going to do. And I'm going to be honest with you guys. I'm not sure what the right solution is. I think there's a few different ways you can slice this here. I know this, when the time comes to play better in October, they got to play better. I don't care who hits where.
That's the bottom line.
Guys got to not fish. All right, 215-592-9494. What, in your opinion, is the right way to set the lineup? Let us know. Also, two different Twitter poll questions of the day, both of which are brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. Armin has the new 2025 Chevy Trax in stock now, starting at $21,495. Together, let's drive. See Armin's inventory at ArminChevy.com. First poll question, other than Zach Bond, who it's pretty clear most people think is the most important to bring back. Other than Zach Bond, which of the other three is most important for the Eagles to keep? Is it Becton, Sweat, or Milton Williams? Most important for the Eagles to keep. Second poll question, similar, but we're changing most important to most likely to be kept. Most likely to be kept of the other three, Becton, Sweat, Williams. Most likely to be kept, most important. You can weigh in at Sports Radio WIP on Twitter and certainly on the phone lines as well.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework. Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties, buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties, buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.